This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We have a very special guest. I love the opportunity to have extended conversations. By the way, I also have been told to have you look down at the fire pit. Apparently, you have a fan club down there wearing their Lily Woo for Mayor t-shirts. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's a crowd. This group, you just never know what you're going to get with this group. So with us now is Wichita Mayor Lily. Yeah,
thanks, Patrick.
Yeah, they're crazy. What can I say? With us now is Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. Madam Mayor, thank you for joining us.
Hi, John.
Let's start the antics down here. I cannot excuse them. I cannot explain them. You just have to let them do their
thing.
Very
good.
Let me kind of start with Wichita City Manager Robert Layton announced he plans to retire at the end of the year. His last day will be December 31st. Yeah, Bob's been with us a long time. I would say a mixed bag. His job performance, some good things, some bad things. Overall, I think a lot of folks are saying, you know, I'm glad to have he's been here. He's done a lot of good. Also, at the same time, glad to give us the opportunity to move on and whatever direction we end up going. Wouldn't you kind of agree with that?
You know, the last time that we searched for a city manager in the city of Wichita was back in 2008. So let's remind ourselves how long that was.
Yeah.
And so that process in itself, we as a council haven't even looked at, which is why on Tuesday we will be talking about the process itself. We just got a couple of documents on Friday about how it worked in 2008, as
right.
well as how they chose the new police chief, Sullivan. So those are going to be topics we'll be talking about and really discussing in full on Tuesday. So I always encourage people, please come out to these city council meetings. They begin at 9 a.m. and this topic will likely be around 10:30 a.m. And this will be an opportunity for A, learning about the process and how it worked in 08, but also how it can be carried out here in 2025. And I think it's very important because the city of Wichita has a lot of momentum. There's a lot of good that's happening in our community, from the new Wichita Biomedical Campus to all the things that are happening with economic development. Now, we do need a city manager who takes care of the 3,000 employees for the city of Wichita to be someone that is a professional. And I believe that City Manager Layton has done that for
yes.
the past 16 years.
Yep.
He always talks about his 3,000 member staff. And in our form of government, which is a council manager government, it is really important that people understand that this type of government system is where the council establishes city policies by majority vote. And in this case, it's 4 out of 7 people. And then they direct the city manager to carry out that policy. And the city manager, though, oversees, again, his 3,000 members. So when you look at our form of government, and I have these handouts that I've been giving out to people, the 7 electeds represent the people of Wichita, but the city manager is not elected by the people.
No, yep.
And so, really, this is an opportunity to just discuss how our local government works. And I think a lot of folks don't even know that. I often get questions about why did you not do this with a certain staff member, or why did you do this with a certain department?
They don't work for you.
They don't.
No.
And in reality, it takes four people on the council for anything to carry forward, and a lot of folks don't know that. For instance, the $660,000 bathrooms were voted on by a majority of the council.
You voted
three
no, by the way.
Three people voted against it. Yep. Myself, Councilmember Glasscock, and Councilmember J.B. Johnston. So the three of us voted not in favor of those bathrooms, but it still moved forward because four people voted in favor. Well, in this situation, our council manager type of government, which is also the same exact government in Kansas City, Missouri, but in that situation, the mayor in Kansas City has veto power. Here in Wichita, the mayor does not have veto power.
Right.
So I could not have voted or said, I want to exercise my veto power to not move forward with the bathrooms outdoors. So in this situation, those bathrooms are right now getting carried out in downtown Wichita, despite the fact that three of us voted not in favor of it. And so we really should have a conversation about what is the role of mayor, what type of powers does the mayor currently have, understand what those are. Because in our form of government right now, I have no veto power. I am only one council member vote, so my vote counts equally to the other.
Yeah, people don't realize you're literally just another member. Yes, you chair the meetings, but beyond that, you really are just another city. You're essentially an at-large city council member, and it's. I don't think people realize that. I minored in public administration at KU when I got my BA in, I say BA in BS, I got a BA in political science, and you posted on social media earlier this week that you thought it might be a time to look at this, because our city manager does play an outsized role as, in particular, and this is the key part, an unelected leader of our city. And he doesn't actually have any direct accountability to the people. And I think that's a very important point. And whether or not we go to a strong mayor, or whether, because that could be problematic. I mean, Lord knows we wouldn't have wanted Brandon Whipple to be, you know, Mayor Daley from Chicago. But at the same time, maybe putting in some veto powers or looking at a little more checks and balances to our mayor might not be a bad idea.
Can I give you one more example?
Yeah, sure.
So in Kansas City, Missouri, the mayor has a staff of 11 people. And the mayor is very visible. The mayor here in Wichita has one person
yep.
that helps with scheduling, helps with
but not even a chief of
emails.
Staff. Or,
no,
yeah.
absolutely not. So I don't even have that individual. So the mayor in Kansas City has a chief of staff, a deputy of staff, a director of communications, a lawyer, and several staff members. I don't have any of those things, but I have tried my very best to be the most visible and accessible mayor for the city of Wichita. As a matter of fact, I just came, before coming here, visiting with a group from Orléans, France. The city of Wichita has four sister cities, and Orléans happens to be one of them. They have such a strong relationship with Wichita because our soldiers helped liberate Orléans, France. That history should be told and shared with the rest of the community. And so I'm so grateful that as mayor, I'm able to connect with people from all across, not just our city, our state, our country, but outside of the walls of the United States to help put Wichita on the map. That's the role of mayor. As the mayor of Wichita right now, when I don't have veto power and I'm just one council member and I'm really just a person that helps carry out the meetings on Tuesdays, my role really is to be the ambassador
right.
and connector for the city of Wichita. So I love that role. I love to be able to share the good that's happening in Wichita, and there's a lot of good. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to celebrate the 75th anniversary of Cowtown. Wichita's history should be told.
Yep.
Wichita's history should be preserved and also shared. So I'm so grateful to the volunteers that go out to Cowtown and make sure that Wichita's history is never forgotten. And there's something about the grit of Wichitans that I love so much, because as a first-generation American, I can tell you, I am so grateful every morning to wake up in the United States of America, and I'm truly lucky to live in Wichita, Kansas, because truly anything is possible here. And I want to share that with our next generation, because I do believe that they're hungry for inspiration and goodness in this world. And there is more goodness than the evil that can really take over the airwaves or even social media.
Trust me, I know, and you've been facing a lot of that lately. I want to ask you about that. One more question on the city manager search.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, I know you're looking at an extensive search. You're going to look at, you know, I'm sure nationwide. Have you ever thought, or has the council thought about holding off the hiring itself? I mean, obviously, you do the search, start the vetting process, which could take months, I'm sure. But keep in mind, Brandon Johnson will be gone. He's termed out, fortunately. Maggie Ballard might be gone. She could lose her election. Same for Hohassel. He could be gone if I do my job as chair of the Republican Party. Either way, you could theoretically have three new people on the city council. Has the council thought about maybe holding off and letting the new council actually do the hiring?
You know, this is still very premature. As you know, City Manager Layton announced his retirement on Wednesday, and I wanted to make sure that we have an open and public conversation
Good.
As soon as possible.
That's important.
So Tuesday we'll finally have that conversation out in the public sphere, and we need to have that. I've been working with the city manager for over a year now, and we've been talking about his retirement for months now. So I'm so glad that he was able to share his accomplishments as well as what his vision is moving forward. And I told him that the next city manager for the city of Wichita will be part of his legacy. And we need someone that will be able to, again, carry out the policies that the city council as a majority wants to move forward. And a city manager that really takes care of taxpayer dollars, make sure that he or she respects those taxpayers, that we take care of the core services and really focus on the core services. And at the same time, being able to make sure that Wichita continues to be on the trajectory to be the best city in America to live, work, and raise a family. And so I really believe that the next city manager will be someone that this city manager will have a hand in with our council that's elected by the people. So when you ask, should the three individuals that are up for election this year, which are districts 1, 3, and 6, should they have a say in that? My personal opinion is that you currently have a council that was elected by the people.
Yep.
And I am grateful that I was elected by the entire city of Wichita. Each of the council members are elected by their district. So they should still be voting how their district believes. And so I will have that conversation on Tuesday. I will give my opinion. But at the same time, remember, it takes four of us to move anything forward.
That's
so
true.
Even if I wanted something, I still would need three other individuals that wanted the same thing. I think that really what we need to think about is the management of the city of Wichita is by a city manager or a city administrator who really takes care of those employees who are part of the public sector. The electeds need to continue being the ones that represent the people of Wichita.
That's a good way of looking
at it. And so I think that the way our form of government currently works, the council manager form of government, is the same exact one as Kansas City, Missouri. And I think that there's value in that. But I do believe that we need to reevaluate what is it that you want from your mayor, who is elected by the entire city, not by one specific district. So I have to represent the majority of the citizens of Wichita. So I can't be on the fringes and just representing a fringe group, but rather I represent the majority. And majority tells me that they want us to focus on public safety. They want us to focus on the core services. They want us to make sure that streets don't have all these potholes. They want to make sure that when they turn on the faucet, the water is actually running and it's
right.
Clean drinking water. And when they flush the toilet, that it actually is going to the sewer system and it's going there properly.
Well, and they want you to focus on the budget deficit, which is anywhere from, I mean, I've heard any low as $3 million to $9 million, which actually leads me to the last question. And I don't want to belabor the point, and I know we're coming up on a break, but I've got to ask you about the, I'm going to call it what it is, nonsense, the distractions. I mean, keep in mind that the whole Trans Day proclamation was initiated by your opponent, the former mayor's campaign manager. So we knew what this was. It was a gotcha question. It was designed, and guess what? It worked. Let me put it to you in this way. I think the proclamation, the whole process should be changed. It's not transparent. I don't like the way you guys respond with an email that's secret. You want to find out how someone votes, they got to file a CORA request. I understand you've had, 9 ethics complaints, which is also bullpucky. I'll just leave it to you. How do you respond to all this stuff? You know, you talked about Orleans. You talked about all the good things. This is such a distraction. It has to be.
So I can tell you that today I started my day going to church at New Spring, and it revives me every single week hearing the word from God. And then after that, I had the opportunity to go visit the Orleans team at the old Central Library. But then what I had to do during the afternoon was respond to the ethics complaints. There are 9 of them. 7 of them have to be responded to by tomorrow. So that's what I was working on. Instead of actually helping our city move forward with priorities,
right.
I have
budget
to spend time.
And,
yes.
Yeah.
And so this is a distraction to our city. As I said, I did not vote, and I would not vote for this proclamation, but I yielded the floor to the individuals who voted in favor. Again, those individuals are the ones who were passionate about this proclamation, including council members Tuttle, Johnson, Hoheisel, as well as Ballard. They were passionate about this, so I yielded the floor. I gave my rights to the individuals who cared about this to read the proclamation. I did not vote for it, but I also did not refuse to sign it. And that is a very big distinction. I did not refuse or decline to sign it, but I did not vote for it. And so the ethics complaints center around that specific wording of refusing or declining. And I know my role as mayor. My role as mayor is to, again, be the ambassador of this community. And when a proclamation is signed, not physically by pen and paper, but rather by a stamp or
an
electronic signature.
Joe Biden did it for 4 years.
I did not ask for my signature to be removed. And again, this is really sad that I have to spend the time to do this. But I respect the ethics board. And so I'm spending the time to answer to each of these complaints, but I could be using that time to really help the city. We have issues on crime, on streets, on economic development and homelessness. But when I am tied down to do things like responding to ethics complaints, and this is now the third topic of ethics complaints, this is taking away from the time to get results for the city of Wichita.
Yeah.
And I'm about results, and I want to make sure that the city knows that as mayor, I campaigned on public safety, on growing this economy, on restoring trust in City Hall, and uniting this community. And we are all Wichitans, and we care about Wichita. And so I'm going to continue focusing on the good. There's lots of good in our community, and I will continue to work hard for the city, because I know that we have a budget deficit, and these are real things that are happening in our city that need attention. So while I have to answer to some of these ethics complaints, I will continue to work hard for the city.
My response to all of this is haters gonna hate. And this is what it seems like to me. This whole proclamation is, it looks nakedly partisan. It looks like what it was the former mayor trying to get a dig in. The guy just got fired from his job, so he obviously needed something to do with his free time. Lily, I appreciate you. I love what you're doing. I think you're doing an admirable job. I think you're doing a yeoman's job. And most importantly, you're focused on the big issues and the things that matter. This kind of stuff doesn't matter, and I wish the folks would give you the opportunity, the chance, to really do what you need to be doing instead of wasting time on, $600,000 shitters and things that don't matter. So if folks want to reach out to you, if they want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Please reach out to me. I am available. Whether you see me out in the public, please come and say hi, but also on social media. I'm active on social media because I know that that's one way to communicate. But another way to communicate is simply by emailing me, lwu@wichita.gov. You can also find my email at wichita.gov/citycouncil. And I want you to connect not just with me, but the council member who represents your district. Because if you copy that individual and you also email me, that council member will then hear from real constituents about what you care about.
That's a great idea.
And so not just email me, but please also copy that council member.
That's a great idea. Lily, again, best of luck. Keep up the good work. I guarantee you the folks out here at the fire pit are behind you, and so are my listeners as well. So keep up the good work, my friend.
Thank you, John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.